for the night. Let's hear from some other people, starting with... Oh, thank you. This gentleman... Yeah, you're so kind. This gentleman... So the Nerdalogs have been to PAX here many a year in a row. And I met this guy the first time we came to PAX. Such a kind person. Great friend. Great storyteller. Let's hear from Joe Kim.
Hi, my name's Joe Kim. Nice to see everyone. Thanks for coming. My story about sleeplessness is more about my parents' sleeplessness rather than my own, because I was a hell of a child, and this is a story about me being a terrible child. Does everyone here know what Chuck E. Cheese is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that Chucky's a creepy-looking mouse with eyes that are way too big in a suit, and a vaguely southern racist animatronic band. Yeah, it's bad. So when I was 6 years old, my friends were inviting me to this elementary school, right? So you invite everyone you can, everyone you know, to your birthday party. And so she's like, yeah, let's totally go to that. And my friends and I were like, let's kill Chucky. Age six. And so we came up with a plan, and it was a surprisingly solid plan for how old we were. And we waited until, like he did the musical act with the animatronics, robots and everything, and then Chucky comes out in a suit, and he does some singing and dancing with everyone. And this is a pretty packed day. It's like a Friday night. And this is like 100 kids in this area. And so Chucky comes out in the suit, and he's saying hi, happy birthday to the birthday boy. And my friends are like, all right, there's like seven of us. We put the plan into effect. Two of the smaller kids kind of go up to Chucky and then like sit on his feet and like wrap his arms around his legs. And then me and another bigger kid, we take a running dive at Chucky's knees, and Chucky goes down hard, like into the ground. What happened was, though, that Chucky was standing close enough to the stage that the head hits the stage and pops off and rolls away. And so suddenly you have 100 kids screaming bloody murder that Chucky just died in front of them. And inside the suit's a very angry, blonde, teenage girl who don't know what just happened. Other than the fact that she was standing with a kid and is now on the ground, surrounded by screaming children. And it should have ended right there, but my friends are like, nope, we're just going to escape. We'll be fine. We're going to be fine. And so there's like the ball pits and the jungle gyms and everything like that. We ran away. And we hid as much as we could into the ball pits and like the tunnels that can't fit two adults, I found out, because we were like rallying the kids like, no, we can fight the adults. We can totally do this. We'll be fine. They're not going to yell at us that much. But they had to like physically drag us out of each of the different attractions. Because we just refused to give up on this thing. And then afterwards, all seven of us were then banned from every local Chuck E. Cheese in the area. Because it's a franchise, and the guy's like, I own all these things here, so don't ever come back. And I was like, yeah, good job, me. But yeah, that's the story about how I'm now banned from Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Joe, have you ever been back to Chuck E. Cheese?
I have not been back to Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow. You know, I gotta say, the thing about taking down Chuck E. is you get one and two more pop up in his place.
Right?
Yeah, you can't get rid of them, man. They're everywhere. Where I grew up, it was called Showbiz Pizza, and then I don't know, that was like a local thing. Yeah, you guys remember that? Yeah, Showbiz was so much better. I don't know, that band is too creepy, man. I don't like them. There's also like a weird aftermarket, like you can buy those band pieces on eBay. Like people have bought like the old rusted out like band guys and brought them back to life. Why would you want that in your house?
It's so creepy.
I hate them. All right.